everybody. Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well. Praise the Lord. Good to see you this evening. Let's all stand. We'll go to the Lord in prayer. Just praise God. Any spoken prayer requests on my right side tonight? All right. All righty. Any spoken prayers on the left side, my left side tonight? All righty. Well, praise the Lord. Brother Jim, I'm sorry. Absolutely. Oh, praise God for that. Praise the Lord. Anyone else in the congregation? I don't want to miss anyone with a spoken prayer request tonight or praise report. All righty. Anyone up on the rostrum?
Remember Keith tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
He took a lick to the head yesterday, and it wasn't me. But his jaw was like really, really sore. He just needs a touch from God.
Absolutely. He most definitely will. Anyone else on the roster? Yes.
3 days this week, 3 funerals. Just remember the families. Six, 3 that passed away.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you have an unspoken prayer request, just show by the raising of your hand. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you tonight. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity you've given us to come into your house and in your name. Lord, as we stand together tonight, may we be in one mind and one accord, dear Lord. May we be receptive to your will, dear Lord, receptive to your message. And, dear Lord, for each and every situation, dear Lord, that you're just placing in front of us and protecting us from. Dear Lord, now you hear the prayer request, dear Lord, those spoken and unspoken. Dear Lord, I pray for those that have lost a loved one, those families that are in need. Dear Lord, we pray for those that are sick and shut in. And not able to be with us, dear Lord. We know there's so many that would rather be here than the situations they're in now. But we thank you for bringing them through. We're thanking you for the reports that we're getting of healing or progress. But we're going to claim it all done in your name, my Lord. Lord, you saw the hands that were raised. You know the depths of our hearts. Lord, each and every unspoken prayer request, dear Lord, we're placing in your hand. Again, dear Lord, we're just praying for our community, for our church, for our state, for our country, dear Lord. And for this time of unrest, dear Lord, and we're just asking you to take control. Lord, we're giving it to you, dear Lord, even though it's not ours to give, dear Lord, it's already yours already. But, dear Lord, we just praise and worship you in Jesus' name, and we all say, amen, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. While you're standing, turn to page 177. Are you washed in the blood? Need to hear y'all sing out tonight. Just praise the Lord.
Are you white as snow?
Praise the Lord. Just want to, again, just tell everybody just how wonderful God is. And through the testimonies of praise, I just love to hear them.
Yes.
Love to just to lift Him up and give Him all the honor and glory. As we settle in for the service tonight, just continue just to lift up the Lord and just let Him just fill you with His Spirit tonight. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering. Don't forget a couple of the announcements. I've got one especially. Don't forget about the food closet, of course. You know, any donations is so much appreciated. For dry goods to the monetary gifts, our Overcomers Outreach, our ministry, for those that are in need. And there's so many others that we just love the Lord for each and every one. And just remember the young people, whether they're downstairs in class on Wednesday nights or their practice, and then our teen class too. There's so much activity going on that we don't even see up here. And we just thank the Lord for the leaders. And thank the Lord for this, just those that have been willing to get involved. It's so wonderful. Praise the Lord. Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord just to bless our evening offering, please? Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Lord. Sister Misty, come on up if you would, please. And then Miss Karen, if you'll come up after that.
Sing thanks. I'm so thankful to be here tonight. I'm so thankful that we have Wednesday night worship service. Sunday morning and Sunday night. But Wednesday, when you've had a hard week, it's just like your light at the end of the tunnel. You can get here and get fed with some scripture and some word, and it just makes everything better.
What he wants to do, he wants to carry you, and in times like these we sure need that. I often think of the mother hen, and Jesus is like that. He wants to surround you. He will surround you, and the mother hen is saying, if you want my chicks, you got to come through me first. And that's what God's saying. Y'all worship as we sing, He Will Carry You.
Solve it. There There is no mountain so big He cannot move it. There is no storm cloud so dark God cannot calm it. There is no heartache so deep
on the way to work and on the way home from work, and it's got a lot to do with my past. Before 2007, I started my personal relationship with the Lord. But this is before then. And he's letting me see things I already had seen and things I hadn't seen, but not in a negative way, in a way that can give him glory. And I'm going to try and share with you just a day or two before 2007, before I started a relationship with him, before I got saved.
Amen.
It was dark. It was empty. And I could see myself in a, not just a pit, but a, I don't know, it was like I was in a cage. It was locked inside a pit. And there wasn't no way out. That's about the best way I can describe where I was at. My day started by getting up in the morning and taking about 5 pain pills, 5 Xanaxes, and 5 Somas, and that was about 5 o'clock in the morning. And done the same thing at about 8 or 9, done the same thing around lunch. Would do it probably 5 or 6 times a day, 5, 5, and 5 at one time. And then I get home, and it was chaos, I guess, is the best way to describe my life for I don't know how many years. Had Jackson and Addison, my 2 oldest kids, during that time. They were exposed to the pills and pornography and needles. And sometimes there'd be pornography on 3 different TVs in my house. Like I said, I was in a pit in a cage, locked with no way out. That was my life before. And that was one day. That's just one day. This was went on 7 days a week, however many days are in a year, 365 for I don't know how many years. And I wish y'all, I'm trying to give y'all an example just so y'all can see what God has done for me and my family. I mean, it's hard to explain. It's hard to see if you didn't see what it was or how we were before then. It's almost unexplainable. But he did bring me out of that pit. He brought me out of that cage. He put me and my whole family on a solid foundation. Put us in church.
Yeah.
Now, we ain't perfect by no means, but God, if I just had to give him some honor and some glory. It's been going through my mind all week. I try to give my testimony when I can, and sometimes I don't want to, but there's some times where I got to do it or I can't.
That's right.
I can't sleep. So I just want to thank him. I want to, I mean, what I got now. I got a beautiful wife, 4 beautiful kids. Our marriage is stronger than ever. It's a miracle that we're still married. It's a miracle that we're both alive. Yeah. Our children are healthy. Y'all, and we went over something the other day in Sunday school about your house not being clean. And it also made me start thinking about how unclean that house was that we lived in, like the actual house. We exposed Jackson and Addison to some horrific stuff, which they had got counseling where I went to rehab, and actually really didn't even know they was getting counseling, but Miss Susan would kind of counsel them. What we do affects so many people, and we don't even realize
it
until sometimes it's too late. And in that case, I didn't know if it was for Jackson Addison, but it wasn't. God stepped in. He healed them 100%. I know that. I have faith in that. But there's always somebody watching what we do, and a lot of times it's the little ones,
right.
And that's who we need to be careful in front of and show by an example of what to do and how to do. And that's what I just wanted to share.
Praise
Bless
God.
Your heart. Amen. Praise God.
Very glory. Amen. Brother Keith, you tell it every chance you get.
Amen.
You Amen. Amen. If God has delivered you out of that, you need to give Him praise. Amen. Amen. Not only here, but everybody you come in contact with. My, what God has done. Made me think of something. I don't know if we can do this or not. I know you can do it. I don't know if I can do it. It's probably low. E flat, maybe. What's lower than that? All right, we've practiced it now. We're ready. Well, He brought me out of miry clay. He set my feet on a rock to stay. He put a song in my heart today. A song of praise, hallelujah. Well, He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock to stay. He put a song in my heart today. Song of praise, hallelujah. Now you know it, sing it with me. Well, He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock to stay. He put a song in my heart today. A song of praise, hallelujah. Well, if He brought you out, give Him praise tonight. Maybe it wasn't from addiction. Maybe it wasn't from any kind of thing like that, but He still brought us out. As David said, brought us out of a miry pit of clay, set our feet on a solid rock. And this is what I like too. He established our goings. Praise God. Aren't you glad that the Lord has established your goings? Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Good to see each and every one of you. Just give the Lord one more hand clap of praise if you could. He's worthy. Amen. Can't praise Him too much. Just want to leave you with some scripture tonight that the Lord has been dealing with me this week. I just want to, before I get into it, let's go to the book of St. Matthew, chapter number 10, beginning with verse number 16. We may read down through verse number 22. Again, from Matthew chapter number 10, Jesus' words, His writing here, beginning with verse number 16. When you get there, just say, praise the Lord. Jesus said, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in the same hour what you shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, God, for the nearness of your Spirit. God, for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. Father, we're thankful for your word tonight, God, that we can trust in, God, that we can lean on, God, and give us peace and strength in time of need. We thank you for those who have gathered here tonight. And Father, I pray, God, that we would hear from heaven. Pray, God, that you would just give us direction, not only tonight with your word, but God, in the upcoming days too. I ask that your Holy Spirit would lead us and guide us and direct us. Father, we ask you to bless those who are suffering. Many are sick and afflicted. Praying, God, that you heal and touch them. Bless those tonight too, Lord, who are lost, unconcerned, not even realizing, Lord, that they have a better life if they would accept you. I pray, God, that you would prick their heart, convict their soul. God, bring them to an old-fashioned altar of repentance. Father, they might be born again and be ready for the kingdom of God. Again, we ask that you would lead us and guide us tonight. Anoint these lips of clay. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give the Lord one more hand clap of praise. You may be seated. Amen. Tonight, maybe for a text, we'll entitle it Sheep Among Wolves. Sheep Among Wolves. The Lord has really, checked me this week as I began to think about the unrest that is happening. It's hard to get through the day without getting some of that. Even how we switch the channels off and scroll very, very fast through Facebook, and I try to not to dwell on too much of the negative, but yet we cannot help but be aware of some of the things. And I believe the power of God and the Spirit of God through His Word can give us comfort. And often when I had read this before, and many, many times I remember and recall my days in Sunday school when we would read this particular chapter or this verse when Jesus was talking to His disciples, and He was basically preparing them for the ministry as He was going to send them out. You remember it was more than just the 12 disciples. They were about 70 that He sent out at one time, and He would send them out two by two. The reason being they did not really need to travel alone. There were some treacherous times. It was better to have someone else in their company. But He began to make them aware of the ministry that they were going to do. And also to let them know that they was going to be going in the name of Jesus, and they was going to be accompanied by the Spirit of God. So, you know, when I read that, I thought, you know, well, you know, during those times that Jesus was just preparing them. But then as these things begin to progress in our world today, I see really that applies to us during this day and hour. Maybe we're not going out into the highways and the hedges. Maybe we're not going out as Jesus sent the 70. But still, we are living in a world where we are ministering. I don't know if, in fact, I think I do know. You are aware that you're ministering each and every day of your life. And just with the life that you live, by the words that you say, by the way that you treat other people, you're ministering. Basically, what you're doing, you are an ambassador for Christ, whether you want to be or not. Amen. If the Spirit of God lives within you, it's going to shine forth. In fact, He tells us in one place that we will shine as lights. But I felt that the Lord has given us that comfort too. And here's the thing. The Spirit, the Word of the Lord says, I send you out. Now, you would think that if the love of Christ was so great and so wonderful that He would not, in fact, send somebody out where there was the possibility of harm or danger. But yet He's quick to follow that up and let them know that even though I send you out, My Spirit is going to be with you wheresoever you go. Now, there's a couple of phrases here that Jesus uses. First of all, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. I'm going to send you out, and you're going to be so many times involved with people around you that would eat you up, people that would tear you apart if they had that power and ability to do so. But I want you to understand, you're going to be equipped. I am going to equip you. Through the power of God, you will have power, and you will have that strength that only comes from God to be able to withstand. But look what He follows that up with. He says, I want you to be wise as serpents. It's quite unique that He uses that analogy, as wise as serpents. But I want us to flip over to Romans chapter number 16, if we could, and read verses 17 through 20. Now, the writer here of Romans says in verse number 17 of the 16th chapter, Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. Understand that that applies today. There are those today that are contrary, amen, to the Word of God and to the doctrine of God, and they're causing divisions and all of these things. He said, avoid them. In other words, you're probably not going to win an argument with them because their heart and their mind is fixed. Such enmity against God, such hatred against God's people. And it's really probably being shown now more than it has any time in my lifetime, even though that seed of hatred, that seed of bitterness has been hidden for some time. But now it is outwardly confessed and outwardly affecting many of the sheep. Now, when he's talking about sheep, he's talking about His people, man, and I want to get into that in just a little bit. But in verse number 18, he says, "For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ." Can I pause just a minute? Those people don't think like you. Those people don't react like you. Those people don't enjoy the same things that you do. But if you're a sheep, if you're a child of God, if you're born again, His blood now applied to your life. And as Brother Keith so wonderfully testified, he attributes all of that turnaround, amen, to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I believe he would be the first to tell you, I could not change my life. I could not come out of that darkness myself. I could not lift myself out of that pit. But Jesus loved me so much that he came down, amen, he reached his hand down and he drew me out of that horrible pit and he set me on a solid rock and established my goings and he goes with me each and every day of my life. And now we know that because of Jesus, amen, we don't have to be like we used to be. Amen. Somebody ought to put your hands together and thank God that we're not like we used to be. So then he says in verse number 19, first of all, 18, "For they that are such serve not the Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly." Folks, we're living in a time when people are so self-indulged in their own desires. It doesn't matter who they step on. It doesn't matter who they betray. Doesn't matter what they have to say. They can lie. They can cheat. They can steal. Whatever to satisfy their own needs. We're living in that time. And the writer here says, you're going to run into some folks like that. Because if you think everybody's going to be receptive to your testimony, I don't want to burst your bubble, but they're not. Now, that doesn't mean we quit testifying, doesn't mean we quit ministering, but I send you forth, Jesus said, as sheep among wolves. Let's look at that analogy a little bit. How many times do you think in actuality a sheep is going to go into the middle of a bunch of wolves and change their habits? Change their lifestyle. Beware. But what he tells, don't go in there with a fighting attitude. Don't go in there with an aggressive attitude. Go in there as wise as a serpent. Wise as a serpent. I'm going to read this again. For verse number 19. "For your obedience is come abroad unto all men. I am glad, therefore, on your behalf, but yet I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil." Listen to me. Evil is not complex. Evil is easy to recognize. It shouldn't be that gray area that we're talking about. It is either evil or it is good. It is either light or it is darkness. Amen. It is either obedience unto God or disobedience unto God. The people that quit keep trying to make it a gray area. The Bible says no. Be simple in understanding and concerning evil and call it what it is. But the political correctness of the world doesn't want you to call out what evil is. Can I tell you, so many times today from the pulpit, evil is not really talked about a whole lot. The sins of man are not really talked about. They're sort of kind of whitewashed over and to make people feel good. But let me tell you something. There is an evil in this land. There's an evil in this world. And we need to recognize it for what it is. Amen. But be wise unto that which is good. I want to spend more time getting acquainted with what is good than I want to be trying to detect what is evil. And here's the best way to detect what is evil. If it ain't good. Quit trying to classify. Quit trying to put degrees of evilness on it. You know, so many times we talk about little... And here's an analogy. A light stroke. I don't know if there is such a thing as a stroke is serious. Amen. And then we say this. Oh, I got a terrible headache. Have you ever had a good one? I mean, a real good headache. I got an awful toothache. You know, we classify those things. But when it gets to be an obedient unto God, when it gets to be the Word of God, if it ain't righteousness, then it's evil. Amen? If it doesn't shine light into our life, then it's evil, and we don't need to have anything to do with it. And let me tell you something, folks. When you try to testify or to witness to something that is evil, in other words, if a sheep is out there trying to witness to a wolf, he needs to be wise. Man, can I tell you there's a time and place? I know that it means a lot, and y'all have seen what I've seen. Even though intentions are good, even though the truth is right, you better be careful when you carry the truth into a pack of wolves. Better be real careful. That's what he's talking about, being wise as serpents. And then he says, harmless as dove. You can't, because if you go into the midst of that, you're going to have to fight your way out. Amen. So the Bible says, you know, be, again, wise as serpents, but harmless as doves. And he backs it up here. I would have you to be wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil. And this is what I like. And the God of peace, everybody say, I have a protector. I have a protector. He has my back. Amen. He will take care of me. Praise God. I have a Holy Father that's going to fight my battles. I have a Holy Father that's going to protect me. Amen. But he tells me to be wise and wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Can you repeat after me? Things are going to get better shortly. What does shortly mean? Whatever the Bible said. I believe God's going to take care of it. Amen. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Harmless as doves. Philippians chapter number 2 and verse number 15. How many are us familiar with the scripture that says, cast not your pearls before the swine? Study that. We're not going to get into that tonight, but study that. Amen. Run research on that and find out what the Spirit of God is telling us. But here in the second chapter of the book of Philippians, verse number 15, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Let your light shine in this world. How do we do that? In our walk, in our conversation, in our communication with others. As I said before, we are ambassadors of Christ. But understand, we need to be harmless and blameless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. Give you an example. Your goodness is never going to be talked about or praised by the wolves. They don't like what you're doing. They're against what you stand for. They're against what we live. They're against proclaiming that Jesus Christ came and died on the cross of Calvary for our sins. They deny that there is a place of eternal damnation. They deny that there's a place where the lake of fire is never quenched. But who are we going to believe? Popular opinion or the Word of God? Amen? I, for one, am going to believe the Word of God. But understand, when we minister to them, when we testify to them, be harmless and blameless, and do not, or be without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. Just as I said, they will never say anything about your goodness, but slip up one time. And it's everywhere. And the fingers of accusation. That's the reason the Word of God, Jesus Himself, and the writer here are both encouraging us to be wise as serpents. Wise meaning, amen, don't let them have the upper hand. And here's the one thing that I really, really like. Then he said, over here, and this is, I got to share this with you. After he says in verse number 16, behold, I send you forth. Understand, the Lord has a reason. You're going to go out there, but he's going to provide the safety net. In the midst of wolves, ye therefore as wise as serpents and as harmless as dove, but beware of men. Can I tell you that we need to live in a time of caution? Beware of men. Maybe, well, now we know for bodily harm, but also for spiritual harm. Beware where you place your trust. Beware what you believe. Please beware what you hear. My dad had a saying, said, believe nothing you hear and half of what you see. And that pretty much covers it. But beware, because there are forces in this land. There are forces, evil forces, that are trying to attack the very house of God, the very church, the very born-again Christians of which we are a part of. And I never, ever want to be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I never want to be ashamed of what I stand for. Amen. And I stand for my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I will bow to Him and Him only. Amen. He is my Lord, He is my Savior. I owe it all to Him. I'm nothing without Him, but also I can do all things through Him. Glory to God. But beware of men. Beware of men. It's a warning about trust. What is it? What's your enemies and what's your friends closer? Folks, it's really bad that we have to say this, but this is what Christ said. He said, you're going to be going out and ministering to wolves. You're going to be in the midst of wolves and your sheep. But I've got good news for you. If you've got a pen, you might want to write this down. If you don't, that's quite all right. But I have to write things down, because so many times I'll have it in my pocket or on the dash of the truck or something. I'll have something that maybe God instilled in my life. And I believe this came directly from the Lord. You know, I've often said, God doesn't always speak to us in a thundering voice. You know why? Probably causes us a wreck. Well, you know, if God just blasted it out like that, you know, what in the world? But sometimes He speaks to us in a church marquee. He speaks to us in a song that's on the radio. He speaks to us in a certain scripture. How many, as just a testimony, has ever just let your Bible fall open and that there is exactly what you needed to hear in that particular? It was so timely. It was like God just put it right there. And it just kind of jumped out at you like a neon sign. And you said, Lord, in mercy, when I read that, that's exactly what I wanted to hear. Well, God spoke to me about sheep. And this is what I wrote. The shepherd may be out of view from the sheep, but the sheep are never out of view from the shepherd. Think about that. Sometimes we don't see Jesus when danger is present, but rest assured, Jesus sees us when danger is present. We should not ever ask, Lord, where are you? Just because we can't see Him doesn't mean that He is not there. It reminded me of an old cartoon back when cartoons were actually kind of funny and entertaining. It wasn't the junk that you see on the cartoon channels and all now. But in my generation, it was part of the, I don't know if the Looney Tunes or all of that, but there was these two sheepdogs, and you may remember them. One of them's name was Ralph, and I can't remember what the other one was. But they come in, and it was like the Bugs Bunny series or something. And one of them would be sitting there watching the sheep And you remember the coyote, when he would try to come down, and about every time he would just about get one of the sheep, that sheepdog would be down there and pounding him on the head, you know. And then it came time for his shift to be over. So the other sheepdog that looked just like him would come in. He was a different name. He would clock in, and Ralph would leave or whatever. And you know, most of the time they were setting up on a hill overlooking the sheep. Sometimes the sheep couldn't see where the dog was, but the dog was always looking at that. And God spoke to me this week and said, you know what, there's times you may not see me. There's times you may not even think I'm anywhere around. But I will assure you, just because the sheep can't see the shepherd doesn't mean the shepherd's not watching over the sheep. Amen. Thank God. I believe he's watching over each and every one of us now. I believe, amen, that we can go in the safety and strength of an almighty God. And I just wanted to leave that with you tonight. That, you know, sometimes it's best just to chew on a little bit and not a whole lot. But if you'll take those scriptures, if you'll run reference on them and just let the Lord speak to you and let you know that we are living in some perilous times. We all understand and know that. But understand there is a shepherd. And there's a shepherd watching out for us. And he's going to take care of us. And he's going to protect us. But also, let us be wise as serpents, harmless as dove. You know, I don't think we would want to do bodily harm to anybody. But let's don't put ourselves in a position where we might have to fight our way out, or where we might have to use some kind of physical force. Be wise. Be wise in where you go. This is not all that biblical, but this is just good common sense. Be careful when you travel alone, the places that you go, especially in the day and the hour. You women folks especially, be real, real careful. Even when we had one of the police people come and kind of give a little seminar on some of the things that you can protect. There's certain things you can do. Make sure you know exactly where you're parked. Make sure that if you have one of those buzzers, go ahead and open your doors when you see it there. Be careful if you can, travel at least two or three times, because you know it's sad that we have to do things like that. But understand that even though Jesus is watching, he wants us to be wise as serpents and as harmless as dove. Because I don't have to tell you, there's evil abounding in this world. And I pray that this whole thing just sizzles out and turns around and we get back to some kind of normalcy at all. But, may not happen. You know, we don't know. But I do know one thing. I'm holding on to that scripture that says he will not put more on us than we're able. Amen. Thank God for that. You love the Lord tonight. Aren't you glad we have a shepherd? Praise God. God bless you. We love you so much. Brother Jim, if you would come tonight. Just wanted to leave that with us tonight, and you just kind of keep that handy. If you don't need to write it down, maybe your brain's better than mine. You don't have to write things down. But just remember that we do have a shepherd. And certainly, as we get ready to dismiss, if you have a need, please come forward, and we will pray with you.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. You know, we always say that when you get ready to go on a trip or whatever you're going for, we still have a lot of people come up and just ask for prayer for God just to be with us. Amen. And that's exactly the way the scripture is tonight, that no matter where we are, that we allow God to be our pilot.
Yes.
And as that says, and not the co-pilot. Let him just take charge of our lives and everything Amen. That we do. Our hearts and minds clear. This altar is open if anybody has a prayer request tonight. And also for anyone watching the feed, if you have an opportunity, if you'd like to ask for prayer, please just list it there at the bottom of the screen in the comment column, and we'll be absolutely love to pray for you.
Yes,
come on up, sister. Praise God.